Several years ago, I was driving not too far from our house, and I came to a stop sign. When I tried to shift to start up again, I heard a loud clunk and knew that the clutch had just broken itself. I was not in the middle of nowhere. I was walking distance from our house, but still on a not-so-well-traveled road. There was a little gravel parking area there, and I was wondering how I could move the car out of the way onto that gravel area. It was over 20 years ago, and cell phones were not the ubiquitous things they are today. I did not have one. There wasn't another car in sight. Finally, a car pulled up behind me. The driver came up to my window and asked if I needed help. He was an off-duty police officer. He pushed my car onto the gravel parking area. He let me use his cell phone to call Carl, and he stayed with me until he knew AAA was on the way. And then he drove off. The next person who came was the tow truck driver. No one else came by while I was waiting. Einstein is purported to have said, "There are only two ways to live your life, as though nothing is a miracle, or as though everything is." Einstein was not a religious man, but I think he must have lived with wonder and perhaps awe at the ordinary. In the case of my Good Samaritan, there was nothing impossible about that particular person being the one who was there when I needed him. But it was improbable. It wasn't the parting of the Red Sea or walking on water, but to me it was a small miracle, something I needed at that particular place and time. We have just welcomed two children into our community today. There is nothing unusual about bringing children into the world. Indeed, people have been doing it for thousands of years. We know the biological mechanism for this phenomenon. But for individual women, it is not always that easy. Inherent health issues make the possible improbable. So when a tiny human happens, it feels like a miracle. Even for those of us who conceived easily, the actual birth is often nothing short of miraculous. Not because it is not possible, because it can be so amazing when you finally meet this tiny person you have been carrying for 9 months and have already developed a relationship with. And it is amazing because there will never be another person quite like that person. There will never be another Evie. There will never be another Thomas. They are miraculous in their particularity. Nevertheless, it is often hard to think of everything, or indeed anything, as a miracle. There are times when it is so much easier to feel despair. I sometimes think that despair can feel like an appropriate response because life can be difficult. Sometimes the miraculous is when we open our eyes in the morning and we find we are still alive. That when we look outside, the sun is shining, or maybe it's raining, but the things that are expected are actually happening. Especially when our lives have been shifted off kilter, what seems most miraculous is that what we always considered normal starts being normal again. Have you ever recovered from a short illness or a break or a sprain? Do you recall what it's like to finally be able to move again? Do you remember what it's like to walk or hold a pencil or be able to do any of the small things that the illness or injury had taken from you, or that you had taken for granted before? As many of you know, while we were moving here from New York, I hurt my hip because of a repetitive movement injury while packing. For a couple weeks after coming here, I found walking extremely painful. I could barely walk upstairs, and walking any distance was really painful. And when I started healing and I could move again, it felt nothing short of miraculous. That I now regularly do a 2-mile walk every morning seems extraordinary. Miracles do not have to be the things that cause us to suspend disbelief. Small miracles are often when the very, very ordinary becomes extraordinary. When the improbable becomes possible. When what is off kilter becomes righted. When a child is born despite the odds, or simply when a child is born. May we take time to notice those small miracles, the extraordinary, ordinary, and the improbable, possible. Amen and blessed be.